Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Monday, June 30th, 2014, last day of the month. Tomorrow's the 1st of July, Friday the 4th of July. And we have got so much stuff happening today. You wouldn't know it to watch the corporate news. Earlier today, Fox was going on about how the girls at Wimbledon are now required to wear white undies, you know, which important news. Of course, right now, the big news is Israel is reporting they have found the bodies of the three missing teenagers. They're declaring war on Hamas, even though Hamas says we didn't do it. And everybody's asking, well, why would Hamas do something that stupid? They're trying to build world support for their unity government with Fatah. Netanyahu came out and said he was going to do whatever it took to destroy this unity government. And it looks like he's succeeding. And everybody's saying, why would Hamas do something this stupid at this point in time? Israel's news story is, well, maybe the Hamas leadership didn't do it. But we're sure that whoever did do this horrible crime, somehow they're connected to Hamas, and we hold all of Hamas now responsible, and Israel's basically going to declare war on all of Hamas and smash the unity government here. And frankly, the bovine excrement is piling up higher and higher. It's reached the tsunami stage over Tel Aviv right now. And Israel's going to uncork on Hamas on the basis of a completely unfounded accusation. There is no evidence that Hamas had anything to do with this, but hey, you know, the U.S. invaded Iraq over, you know, Saddam's nuclear weapons, so Israel's going to invade Hamas over, you know, these three dead kids here. We're going to be talking more about Israel a little bit later in the show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, tomorrow on our show, in our third hour, we're going to have author James Perloff. He has a book out, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, and it's a very, very good read. Now, it's got some metaphorical religious overtones to it, but when you get past that, this book is a very detailed, in-depth look at the money junkies' goal of a one-world government, one-world private central bank, to turn the entire planet into their personal plaything and all of us into their slaves. That's the goal, and we're seeing it manifest every day with more and more of this nonsense that's coming on out here. Friday, Claire will be joining the show, but since she has a conflicting appointment in the third hour, she's actually going to be with us from the middle of the first hour to the middle of the second hour and sharing her perspective on what's going on. Let's turn over to the other news of the day. The Supreme Court is finally handing down a lot of their decisions as they get ready to take their summer recess here. The big one, of course, was the Hobby Lobby decision, in which the Supreme Court ruled the government cannot require privately held corporations to ensure birth control in company health plans if it violates their religious beliefs. 5-4 decision, as is usual. But it is a major political blow to the Obama administration and Obamacare. And it's a setback where, again, we're not talking publicly traded companies. We're talking companies that are wholly owned by a small group of private owners who may have their own religious beliefs. And they say, well, we don't support this. And so Hobby Lobby has won there. Another decision from the Supreme Court. Employees cannot be forced to contribute to unions. That's going to have major, major repercussions. It's going to weaken the unions. And as longtime listeners know, I kind of have a mixed feeling about unions. I understand their need and necessity to stand up to the money junkies. But my own personal experience, unions have just been the bane of my entire career in Hollywood here. Now, the Supreme Court refused to hear the case brought by Google, which is dealing with a lawsuit that their Street View system violated the privacy of Americans because, along with those cameras on the top of the cars, Google also had systems in those cars that were searching for open Wi-Fi ports and in many cases got through those Wi-Fi ports and were copying emails and other personal data. Now, Google is trying to say that this was all accidental. It wasn't supposed to happen. That's nonsense. You don't get that kind of access through a Wi-Fi port without deliberately designing and programming for it. So Google is being sued. And a lot of people are wondering why Google was even doing this in the first place. Maybe Google was under contract to the NSA to build this gargantuan map of open Wi-Fi ports, you know, for the benefit of NSA hackers who are out there in the field trying to get more total information awareness. But they got caught at it. They're being sued. The Supreme Court has let stand a lower court decision that the lawsuit can proceed here. All righty, we're seeing a story. This is over an Investment Watch blog, and it's being echoed all over the place. Warning of a new 9/11 by the new U.S.-funded Al-Qaeda. They're wagging terrorists at us as hard as they can, trying to scare us all back into supporting that war agenda here. Now, a lot of people are scratching their heads over the fact that Obama has asked for $500 million to arm Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists operating inside Syria. At the same time, he is calling for money to fight the Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists inside Iraq. And to show you just how desperate the propaganda is getting over there at the Oval Office, apparently the new spin from the White House is, well, there's the old Al-Qaeda, and they're our enemies, and then there's the new Al-Qaeda, and they're our friends. Al-Qaeda was always a manufactured front group for U.S. intelligence agencies. Al-Qaeda, literal translation, means the base. And the name is thought to have originated from the CIA for the database of the Mujahideen fighters that were aiding the United States against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan. But in Arabic slang, Al-Qaeda means a toilet. And obviously no real, genuine grassroots terror organization in the Middle East is not going to go around calling themselves the toilet. Meanwhile, after much ballyhoo about how he's coming across the ocean on the USS New York and radio silence is being maintained, the accused mastermind of the Benghazi attack, Ahmed Abu Qatala, finally got his day in court and pled not guilty, which is probably not too surprising here. And I remember toward the end of last week, there were all these screams that he had to be tried in a military court. He shouldn't be in a civilian court because civilian court, they can't accept evidence collected under torture and all those other major inconveniences. But earlier today, Fox News was reporting that the FBI had characterized Ahmed Abu Qatala as being very cooperative. He was answering everybody's questions. He didn't seem to be hiding anything back. The only thing that they would say was he's not been forthcoming about Benghazi, meaning he has not said anything that actually seems to link him to the attack in Benghazi. And I'm starting to get a feeling this is another Hail Mary desperate publicity stunt by the White House. Remember the Bo Bergdahl affair, traded 5 prisoners in Guantanamo. We're bringing our heroic American POW home from Afghanistan. And then it turned out he'd been a deserter, a collaborator. Huge embarrassment. And it looks like now the White House said, oh, we've got the mastermind of Benghazi. We can use him to cement the official story. And they're getting him over there. And the reaction they're getting from the FBI is, I think maybe you got the wrong guy. They're just going from PR stunt to PR stunt. Remember that public relations disaster when Obama claimed he got Osama bin Laden? Then they realized they'd killed the wrong guy, threw the body into the ocean to cover up the mistake, and then flooded the net with those very badly done fake photos. And this is starting to look like more of the same, that whoever this guy is, he doesn't seem to have much of a link to Benghazi, but he's been promoted in the media. We got the mastermind. Are we not great? And it doesn't seem to be working out. All right, up in Kiev, the war continues apace despite the claim of a ceasefire coming from Kiev. They are still carrying out major military operations in eastern Ukraine. And, of course, Russia and the EU are asking for the ceasefire to be extended past today so they can have more negotiations. But Kiev isn't even complying with the ceasefire as it is right now. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. PR stunt to PR stunt.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
I forgot to put up my master gain here. I'm trying to do too many things at the same time. All right, we're going to take a phone call here real quick. Casey in South Korea. Aloha, Casey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Adanso, Michael, I had two questions and a comment about the police, U.S., in the U.S. I know, first question, I know one of the, a couple times you were talking about the possibility of a police on SSRIs, which just sounds like dynamite. I mean, dynamite on top of whatever. Have you seen, I looked into it a little bit and I saw, like, for example, when they want to become police, they kind of look for that. Have you seen anything like studies about how many are on it or oversight, like any regulation about?
There was a study done down in Florida that surveyed the population and found that the police force use these kind of drugs more often than the general population. And we know it's about 20% saturation in the general population. So figure somewhere between one quarter and one third of police are on these prescription antidepressants. Then you have the idea that these police departments are actively recruiting returning veterans from the war zones. They're run through this Israeli-style training to teach them how to keep the population down. The government sends a message to them that no matter what they do to the people, nothing bad is going to happen to them. and hands them all these military-style arms. I mean, it's pretty obvious this is being designed into the system. Plus, the police department will not hire you if you score too high on the IQ test. They basically don't want anybody able to actually think about the right or wrong of what they're doing. And police I've talked to around here, just in casual discussions, it's clear to me they don't actually know the law or the Constitution. All they know is what is handed to them every day about you will go out and you will do this.
Yes, that was my second question, which was because I looked at the guy. It was a Robert Jordan. It was a 1989 case, the guy who was denied. And where was the ACLU for that, of course? And, he basically said, hey, his quote was, I was as discriminated against as somebody would be for my race or gender or religion for my IQ. But so my second question was, if there's some other kind of test, let's keep it simple. I would say morality and common sense, like don't step on a puppy or smack around grandma. Do you have any tests that you think that we can maybe do? Barring because we can't do high IQ officers.
Well, you know, the real problem, of course, is these officers who are hired with low IQs eventually become, you know, officials and management of the police department. And so that whole idea of we don't want anybody with any smarts eventually permeates the entire department.
Yeah, and the last, just as a comment, the last to close out here comment, as a traveler, like I started traveling in the 90s, and other countries looking into the U.S., they would see one of the worst, like, cops was one of the worst PR things for travelers to come into the U.S. seeing, oh, those crazy Americans. But at the time they were looking at the crazy citizens. These days, somebody could probably cut a cop's video showing the actual cops as it's on its head. And people afraid to come to the U.S. seeing some of these videos of cops, it's really just over the top compared to other
countries. Well, the reason for the cops TV show, the reality TV shows, was to sell the American people on the idea that no matter what the cops do, they're justified, they're right, they're facing this horribly dangerous situation with all these armed crazy drug criminals in the street, most of whom are working for the Central Intelligence Agency, so that we'll just go along with the police who are beating up on grandmothers or shooting people's puppy dogs. And saying, well, it's a tragedy, but, you know, look at the opposition those police are facing. And so it was a blatant piece of propaganda, and you're not going to see, you know, unless there's a major lawsuit or something that is driven into the corporate media from the independent media, you're not going to see any shows on TV that portray the police as being brutal or oppressive. You're not going to see any shows on TV that show doctors as making all kinds of horrible mistakes. It's part of that whole propaganda campaign to convince you that we're the greatest nation on earth and our police are better than any other police and our doctors are better than any other. And all of it, of course, is a complete lie.
And by the way, a quick question and then I'll jump off. But was there any clue of like that that really nauseating, disgusting New Mexico, the homeless guy? Did they ever figure out like how that was? Do you think it was leaked or how do you think it got out there, or has there been any articles about how it might have slipped through the cracks?
Well, there was no slip through the cracks. Basically, somebody was there with a cell phone and got the whole thing on video and posted it to the net. And I'm very concerned that we're hearing all this talk about how all future smartphones will have a remote kill switch to save them from the cell phone thieves. And no, it isn't. It's so the government is going to have a gizmo in every police car where if they do something really dumb, they flip a switch and all of a sudden none of the cell phones can send any pictures anymore because they're trying to control the information. They're trying to control public perception. And they've come to realize that everybody walking around with a built-in camera and communication device represents a serious threat for them to control the story after the fact. And they're trying to figure out some way they can regain that by mandating, you know, cutoff switches and so forth in all of our future electronic devices. And it's not going to work because activists are just going to dig out their old pocket Sony point-and-shoot camera that doesn't have a phone connection or Wi-Fi or Bluetooth and doesn't have the shut-off switch, and they'll just take the pictures, hide the chip on their person, walk outside the radius of the kill switch, and then send it from there.
Well, great. Well, thanks for the answers, Mike. Keep up the great work. Bye-bye.
All right, you got it. We're going to switch over to Cameron in Great Britain. Aloha, Cameron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks again for taking my call. Mike, I'm not quite sure whether I'm being paranoid or something, but you were talking about these two Israeli submarines about 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
And on Friday, you were talking about these Navy maneuvers that were taking place around your neighborhood.
Yes, we
have. Do we know where these Israeli submarines are?
We don't know where they are, but we do know they have very short legs. These are not designed to cross an entire ocean. They're carrying nuclear weapons, but the submarines themselves are the diesel-electric design, which is very short range. They have to have surface tenders to keep them topped up on diesel fuel. So there's no way that they could cross an ocean without being spotted from satellite, because those surface tenders have to stay with them. They're not really designed like the 688s or the Ohio class submarines, which go out to sea for 90 days at a time and can go anywhere they want on their nuclear reactors. They were designed as coastal patrol submarines. They're very appropriate for use in the Mediterranean. Israel has got the infrastructure to send them out through the Suez Canal and down to the Persian Gulf. But the idea that an Israeli diesel-electric Dolphin-class submarine could make it from there to here in Hawaii, that strikes me as very far-fetched.
Well, thank God for that. Thank you very much.
Well, that doesn't mean that somebody else using a different platform isn't going to try something. You know, because our government's desperate to get war with China, war with Russia, war with the Muslims, war with everybody. And I'm very, very concerned about all these warnings we're getting about, Al-Qaeda's coming, new 9/11, Pelosi's out there with it, McCain's out there with it. They're almost telegraphing that they're at least considering a new false flag attack to get us all riled up to go after them there bad guys.
True. Thanks ever so much, Mike, for taking my call again. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much here. Now, getting on back to Ukraine, the situation is escalating. Poroshenko has ostensibly declared a ceasefire, and yet Kiev's forces have continued to break it pretty much with impunity, while Poroshenko tells the eastern Ukrainians fighting back, no, you're supposed to put your guns down. And it gets even worse than that. Now they're talking about preemptive nuclear strikes. I'm not kidding. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs to get from a doctor, and there's drugs to get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, apparently, Kiev's parliament is going to have a vote on Ukraine leaving the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And one of their top government officials is openly advocating the use of preemptive nuclear weapons against eastern Ukraine without even bothering to declare war. They're going to use nukes on their own people. We have this link to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Remember, this is an unelected government installed by coup d'etat by the United States last January. And they are desperate to hang on to Ukraine to the point where they're talking about using nuclear weapons of mass destruction against their own people. Now, over the weekend, Donbass was subjected to major air attack. There's an article out here saying Kiev has turned Donbass into Yugoslavia. And they're talking to one of the Ukrainians who was actually a famous ace in World War II, three times hero of the Soviet Union, was born in Ukraine. And he says, looking at the precision of the strikes and the targeting, he doesn't think those are Ukrainians inside those aircraft. He thinks foreign mercenaries have been brought in to fly these airstrikes to basically hit targets in eastern Ukraine. They're basically trying to just crush it down, to end all resistance to Kiev. And in the process, what are they going to do? They're going to destroy the nation's industrial base. The reason Kiev wants the eastern Ukraine is that's where all the heavy manufacturing is located. That's where all the major agriculture is located. And Kiev needs that revenue to even begin to try and pay back all the debts they've incurred from the IMF and the ECB in their takeover of the country. And in the process, they're destroying that means of production. They may win this war to capture eastern Ukraine, and there will be nothing there left to deal with the debt. And so they're going to be permanently enslaved to the ECB and IMF here. Apparently, a deputy to the Ukrainian parliament on a TV interview said that if Putin were to come to Kiev, the country's patriots would be justified in assassinating him. They're really getting a little bit over the top there, and I don't think it's helping their image around the world for the junta in Kiev to be acting like this and saying such things here. The European Union, of course, has announced that Russia has 3 days to de-escalate the Ukrainian crisis, or there will be wide-ranging sanctions against Russia. And the current deadline is the end of the ceasefire, which is today, right now, in fact. And again, Russia has nothing to do with this. The Ukrainian crisis was started back in January when the elected president Yanukovych rejected an offer to join the European Union and bring austerity to his people and enslave them to the ECB. And Yanukovych got a far more attractive offer from Russia, and he said, I'm going to go with them. Boom. Staged riots under these front groups, Canvas, USAID, go in there, stir up trouble, force the elected government from power, install a junta that promptly does what the European Union wanted, merges with them. He's already talking about austerity. We must have austerity. And the eastern Ukrainian people, the Crimeans first, said, look, you're not a government we elected. You're not making decisions that are for our good. You're making decisions that benefit the money junkies. We've had enough. We're out of here. And other areas in the eastern Ukraine are saying, yeah, we're going to form our own countries and go our own way. And remember, the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights says self-determination is a basic human right. We all have the choice to decide what government we will have or not have, as the case may be. Russia did nothing other than to accept Crimea's request to join the Russian republics. That's all Russia has done. But the Western propaganda are out there trying to find some way to make it look like this is all Russia's doing. It's all Russia's fault, so they can use it to justify sanctions against Russia. Because the real danger from Russia has nothing to do with Ukraine. It is the Russian ruble looking attractive, more attractive than the U.S. dollar for international commerce and banking. That's the real war, the U.S. dollar against the ruble, the U.S. dollar against the yuan. And the euro and the dollar are on the same side, and they have the same problem. They are the product of a private central bank that is inflating away the value of those currencies merely to keep their Ponzi scheme going. And that's why they're desperate to somehow get a war going with Russia and China. And they're going to start with sanctions, which are probably going to backlash and harm Europe and the United States far more than they will harm Russia. Russia's making deals all over with all these other people that the U.S. declare, oh, they're bad. They're making deals with Iran. They're making deals with China. They don't need the United States and Europe anywhere near as much as the United States and Europe need Russia. Story out of RIMF.com. The international war criminal is Obama, not Putin. And everybody knows it. What's going on in Ukraine is not Russia's fault. But the Western media is trying to sell us on the idea that, oh yeah, it's Putin, it's Russia. They're bad. We're good. They're bad. You must hate them. If you're a loyal member of the European Union or the North American Union, you will hate who we tell you to hate without question. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You're absolutely right. The Russians didn't do anything wrong. The Ukrainians, this has been in the process since the Orange Revolution, and I believe, what was that, 2004? But this all goes back to the economy. It's about Wall Street, the economy, the dollar, the euro, and the ruble, and the yuan. That's what it's coming down to. And if people got to realize this is all about the economy, all of it, Iraq, 9/11, everything. It all points from the economy. We're a dying empire, basically. And so is Europe. Look at Greece. They have the riots the other day. They've been having riots. They have austerity over there. Portugal's got austerity. The whole European Union, and once this Chinese gas pipeline comes online from the Russians in 2018, let me tell you, the Russians are going to have a lot of power over the EU. And I think that's what it's coming down to, because that pipeline, I think it's 2018, right? Where it comes online, the gas
pipeline. Well, Russia already has a great deal of influence over Europe because of the existing gas pipelines going through Ukraine and Belarus. And it's kind of interesting because Russia's Gazprom, responding to declarations by the junta in Kiev that they're just going to help themselves to the gas they need for Ukraine from the gas Russia is shipping to Europe. Russia is now saying, well, if Ukraine starts dipping into that European gas flow, Gazprom is just going to shut it all off. And, of course, the Western media will say, oh, this is bad for Russia to do. But what Russia is trying to do is to tell Europe, look, you know, if Ukraine starts stealing your gas, it's Ukraine that's stealing your gas, not us. And so this
yep,
is going to
exactly
be
exactly right.
Yeah, this is what's going to be going on over that whole situation. But when you talk about the clash of civilizations, what they're really talking about is a war between private central banking and public currency handled as a public utility. That's been the cause of all of these wars all the way back to when private central banking was first created. It is a centuries-old scam to own the world and turn us all into the slaves of the bankers, and now they're worried that you're figuring it out, that you're seeing behind all these masks and levels and, you know, false fronts, Illuminati and Al-Qaeda and the rest of it, and you're realizing that what is going on here is a plan to enslave all of future humanity into permanent, unpayable debt obligation and to convince them, to brainwash them right from their very youth that this debt must be paid. It is sacrosanct. You do not question this system of banking. It's the only possible system we can have, and it is a system of enslavement. This private central banking model is not for the benefit of the community, the people, or the nation. It is for the benefit of the private central bankers who want to stand on top solid gold pyramids built to their everlasting glory and scream, I'm the king of the world. That's what's going on.
All fiat currencies collapse, though, and this one's no different. You know, the dollar's no different than any other currency.
Unfortunately, as long as they've got the keys to the printing presses, they're just going to keep on inflating the money while they try and rush the world into full-on World War III. I mean, we're already in the opening of World War III right now. Let's just deal with that. But they're trying to get these wars going, and the real purpose of the war is to prevent the yuan and the ruble from displacing the U.S. dollar in international trade and banking, because the American financial system has become wholly dependent on that mafia-like piece of the action from everybody else's commerce around the world. They can't live without it. Hence, your children have to go be killed and crippled in wars on those upstart nations who dare to think that they can exist without private central banks or the U.S. dollar. We have to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And it looks like the server for my website, whatreallyhappened.com, is absolutely down. Nothing working at all. I've already notified the tech support people to take a look at it. But obviously somebody out there doesn't like what we're saying out here about what's been going on. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just have to say I agree with your last caller. You know, since we are more of a service-based rather than a product-based society now, that the only thing that's keeping us propped up in our economy is the military-industrial complex. So I don't see that a reestablishment of the Cold War with Russia is actually going to save our economy. There's actually going to have to be something much, much bigger. And Dick Cheney, who would better to know about another 9/11 event in George Bush, but something else bigger than a Cold War reestablishment is going to have to save this economy because we just don't produce anything. But the backlash I do see is that whatever direction they go on this to bring back the economy, it's still going to have a backlash with Europe, and they're going to pull away from the dollar, and which is going to, you know, it's going to de-escalate our dollar much faster.
Well, you're very, very close. And the reason for the U.S. to try and get into this state of war with Russia and China, even if they don't actually try and fight it, is to force all the U.S. allies to drop the yuan and ruble and come back to the warm and tender embrace of the U.S. dollar. But more and more countries are rethinking their alliance with the United States, and they're starting to drift the other way. I mean, the writing is very much on the wall here. And the question is, how far is the U.S. government willing to go to enforce its dominance over the world of the U.S. dollar? Now, to back up to something that I was saying earlier, or last week, in this day of instantaneous financial transactions all over the globe, there really is no need for a single one world currency. That's just something the bankers want to impose so they get a piece of the action of all global commerce. But the idea of a global currency is an antique from the end of World War II, at a time when most transactions between nations were still being handled with boxes and boxes of paper note, if not outright coins and bullion. But it really, there's no legitimate reason for there to be a global currency today other than as a means of global control of the economy and looting of a piece of the action from everybody involved. And that's what this war is really, really all about. But we're already seeing Europe is trying to basically backpedal on this escalation in Ukraine because they know it's going to hurt their economy. We have something like 80 nations are now aligned and doing business with BRICS. If they were to all drop the dollar at the same time, the party would be over. They're probably restrained out of fear of U.S. military force. And there was an article we ran at whatreallyhappened.com about a month ago, I think, which said the only thing really propping up the use of the dollar internationally is the fear of military retaliation if a nation drops it or stops it. And so we're seeing those nations able to actually resist a U.S. military operation are taking the lead and moving away from the dollar, and then more and more nations are aligning with them and saying, yeah, we'll trade with the yuan and the ruble. Can you hold the Americans off from attacking us? And there's really going to be no way to reverse that. And if they get into an actual shooting war with Russia and China, with our nation already militarily, economically exhausted, it makes it inevitable. At some point, they're going to resort to those nuclear weapons. World War II ended with the use of nuclear weapons of mass destruction. World War III could easily start with the nuclear weapons, based on that comment by that guy up there in Ukraine, who's openly advocating, you know, preemptive nuclear strikes against eastern Ukraine, against their own people.
Amazing, amazing. Thanks, Michael.
All right, you got it here. Let's see, that was our last phone call here. Article over at my catbird seat, Fear and Loathing in Hotel Babylon. And they're basically saying that the U.S. agenda right now is to get rid of Maliki, because he refused to let U.S. troops occupy Iraq past the 2012 deadline. And apparently Maliki has actually been cozying up with Tehran, which is why Tehran is coming in on the side of Maliki against the Sunni insurgents. But a lot of people are wondering if there isn't, in fact, a deliberate agenda to take advantage of this Sunni rebellion to go ahead and break Iraq into two or three pieces. A Kurdish region, a Sunni region, and a Shiite region, in order to break it into three weak countries that will be controllable by Israel. Because Israel's agenda all along has been to go to those rival Middle Eastern powers and smash them up into little tiny pieces. And they still want to do that to Iran. Now, story out of 21st Century Wire, Iraqi Prime Minister Maliki expected to resign under pressure as West's destabilization campaign rolls on. Maybe, maybe not, because the first batch of Russian jets has arrived in Iraq. And if Maliki is able to hang on to power in Iraq with Russia's help, then the U.S. still loses control over Iraq's oil and what currency it will sell for. And I'm sure Russia understands that's the real game here. So, alrighty. Now, and okay, it looks like our server is back up and running. It didn't reboot. There was just a communications situation, but the What Really Happened website is back up and running and annoying the heck out of the money junkies here. Story out of Infowars.com. The USS Bataan with 1,000 Marines is joining 6 other warships in the Persian Gulf. They're just ramping all of the warships in there. And they're trying to make it look like it's a humanitarian issue. They're saying they're sending along helicopters and warplanes that will be used for an evacuation of U.S. citizens, okay? And I can see them using warplanes to evacuate Americans one at a time in that back seat, except, of course, for the Harrier, the F-18, the F-22, and the still-not-operational F-35, all of which just have one seat for the pilot. I guess they're planning on mounting those American evacuees on the weapons racks on the wings to get them out of there. No, they're staging for an attack. They're staging for an attack. And by the way, Secretary of State John Kerry came out with the ridiculous statement that the deployment of American military forces is not an intervention in Iraq's affairs. It's not an intervention. It's intervention light. Really, they want us to be there. This is your government on drugs. Any questions? We're going to go to the phones. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just on... Hello, Michael. Sorry about that. About American militarism and all this nonsense that's going on, it's my understanding that there is 800-plus bases around the world with maybe 300, 350,000 personnel scattered about those 800 bases. That means there's a lot of bases with very few Americans on. If this thing kicks off, those bases are gone. They'll be overrun by angry locals, you know, the local residents or army or whatever. And they won't stand a chance. And America cannot support all those 800 bases in one hit.
No, they really can't, although we presume the bases are set up to defend themselves against the enraged slaves. But on the other hand, remember how Rome fell? They started running short on the legions after they lost three legions up in Germania. And all of a sudden, they couldn't quite project power over the empire. And as the legions would scurry over here to deal with the rebellion, this province over there would break away and become a separate country. And then the legions would try and run back the other way to try and reconquer them. And then another province over there would break away. And it began to disintegrate. And that's really what's happening to the United States Empire right now, at least in the financial sense, with more and more countries abandoning the dollar, going to other currencies, and just breaking away. It is a repeat of the fall of Rome.
Well, that's what I was alluding to at the time, Michael. You know, this breakaway system now seems to have an inertia all of its own. And no matter how this administration and the Federal Reserve System tries to react, it always seems to be falling short.
Well, that's why I think they're getting ready to escalate it in a major, major way, and I'm very worried about potential false flags here on the coming 4th of July holiday. John, we got to let you go. Tom in Texas, I'm going to ask you to wait through our top-of-the-hour segment. I'm going to take your phone call as soon as we come back. We'll be back after these few words.